KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Six nuns and two other people kidnapped in Haiti have been reportedly released.
The kidnapping prompted religious officials to issue a scathing letter that criticized the government for its inaction. The nuns are from the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Anne, and all eight people were abducted last Friday while traveling aboard a bus in Port-au-Prince.
Correspondent Donna Warder. The clock is ticking. Alabama will attempt to put an inmate to death with nitrogen gas, a never-before-used execution method that the state claims will be humane, but critics call cruel and experimental. Kenneth Eugene Smith is scheduled to die Thursday night for his conviction in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of Elizabeth Sennett. Smith's attorneys have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt the execution. Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's economy grew at an unexpectedly brisk pace of 3.3% in the fourth quarter of 2023. Bob Agnew has more.
Americans showed a continued willingness to spend freely despite high interest rates and price levels that have frustrated many households. The GDP decelerated from its sizzling 4.9% annual growth rate for the previous quarter, but the latest figures mark the sixth straight quarter in which the GDP has grown at an annual pace of 2% or more. For all of 2023, the economy grew at a pace of 2.5%. That's up from 1.9% in 2022. Bob Agnew reporting.
China accusing the U.S. of abusing international law with its military maneuvers in the Western Pacific. One day after an American naval destroyer sailed through the politically sensitive Taiwan Strait, the American activity aimed at deterring China from launching an attack on Taiwan. This is SRN News. Another Catholic leader rebels against the Pope.
This time it's Cardinal Joseph Zen of Hong Kong, who is joining the growing legion of his fellow clergymen around the globe who are rejecting the pontiff's order that they bless same-sex civil unions. Zen says he won't do it and is calling for the dismissal of Cardinal Victor Fernandez, Pope Francis' right-hand man who actually wrote the text of the order. Virtually all the Catholic bishops of Africa are in rebellion, as are a number in Eastern Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposal to liberalize Arkansas's abortion ban has cleared its first hurdle toward getting on the November ballot. Republican Attorney General Tim Griffin has approved the wording of the measure prohibiting the state from banning abortion within the first 18 weeks of pregnancy. The proposed amendment also includes exemptions for rape, incest, and fatal anomalies in the unborn baby. This is SRN News. Another case of suspected Russian hacking has surfaced, as correspondent Ben Thomas tells us.
The group is best known as Cozy Bear, an elite hacking team run by Russia's SVR Foreign Intelligence Service. Their latest suspected target, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, the provider of information technology products and services, disclosed in a regulatory filing that hackers broke into its cloud-based email system on January 12 and stole data from cybersecurity and other employees. Last week, Microsoft reported it also discovered an intrusion on the same day. Cozy Bear focuses stealth intelligence gathering on Western governments, IT service providers, and think tanks in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Ben Thomas.
Anti-Semitic attacks in France and Belgium have risen sharply since Hamas's attack on Israel. Over 1,600 anti-Semitic acts reported last year, nearly four times the number from 2022. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.